Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tong. Episode 12, Decisions.
Who are you?
Oh, you can carry on thinking of me as Mistress Dodd. My name is a name is a name.
But you're not from...
No, I'm not.
You came through before us. Poisoned Dylan, you killed the driver.
I did, Captain Obvious. You didn't think Dylan was the only one, did you? Operational redundancy. Hiding in plain sight. Settling into the surroundings and waiting. We have the advantage, of course. We have an idea of what's happened in the past.
But not a complete picture.
Of course not. Every tiny change you all make to the timeline has ramifications. 1 minute Jax Alexander is our hero. The next, she has a D notice slapped on her activities.
Give me long enough and you won't even be aware of my existence.
Oh, bless. There's nothing quite like a puppy trying to impress its pack.
Did you kill Liam?
Of course not. Well, not exactly. I did put him in a position to make it back to 1888, so I suppose indirectly I helped...
You're the solicitor. Sarah Mullet?
Zara Millen. Nice try at a not-so-subtle insult. And yes, my 2 years were spent establishing myself at a very prestigious law firm. And then...
No, Swift met you. He would have recognised you. He should have recognised you.
Zara Millen was power suits. Trevor Sorby, main inch-thick glow-up. Mistress Dodd, come on. You know how men are. If it's not all on show, they don't even know you exist.
But you haven't been here long enough.
Dodd
to...
was a loner. Few friends. Dr. Griggs is an easily flattered, older man.
You're like cookies in the nest, aren't you? You and Dylan, Adam...
Look, fun though this catch-up is, I really haven't time to do the whole Bond villain explains their whole raison d'etre just before Bond miraculously escapes and... Oh, my bad. You're shackled under witch.
You need me, remember? I'm the one with all the...
Rift locations, yes, and I'm sure our... Witchfinder menial will do anything to secure your release. You know he has a teeny-weeny crush. Cross boundaries professionally and geographically to come save you. Without any real or practical plan.
I'm not stupid. I know that he...
He doesn't have the fragment on him. Without the fragment, I can't locate the one lost here.
Yeah, and why is he going to give it up to you? You'll have him hanged anyway, and I'll expose you.
You'll what? Tell them I'm a solicitor from 2023. Or even better, Special Forces from 2061. Witchcraft.
I have no idea where it is. I've been locked up here, remember? If he's hidden it, then good. But Cotton Mather was with him when we spoke, so I have no more idea of where it is than you.
You're going to find out. You've no doubt read of how Giles Corey died.
Pressed.
Yes. Refusing to enter a plea, which meant he couldn't be tried. Sorry, those dull years of law in your time, it's so much more fun back now. Refuse, and sure, you can't be tried, but you're not going to get away scot-free. So you're stripped naked, laid on your back, board placed on top, and then rocks added, heavier and heavier, until you either confess or crack.
He'll plead not guilty. So fuck you.
Mistress Dodd is so manipulative. Hawthorne, Griggs, they tend to listen. And when she says that he has...
Don't do this.
Find the fucking fragment.
Back to the station?
Yeah. Let's see if we can get a statement.
If you want to see Jonathan again, do not take me in.
What did you just say? Did you just make a direct threat against an officer?
Listen to me, really carefully. I know where he is, and I know what he's doing. And if you lock me up, then
we'll... Yeah, he knew this case was fucked up, and he was right. He found you, and then...
Why would I be going to Chad, which we both know is where he went, if he was tracking me down? You see the flaw?
You're a clever man, Doctor. What happened? You killed Dylan, you killed Daniel, you killed Liam. And you managed to persuade your wife to cover for you in return for what, a heap of fucking art?
And Jax?
What about her?
What, living with me and Brian, despite me, what, killing her boyfriend?
Well, she always had an eye on the prize. Older man. Rich older man. I'm sure she got over
that it. That is sicker than you actually realise,
but... Can you shut up now, Flynn? I'd like to enjoy the rest of the drive in peace.
Pull over. Have your colleague take a short walk and I will tell you everything. If you don't, if I end up in the system, Swift and Jax are in very great danger. 5 minutes. Trust your instinct, Karen. I'm cuffed, I'm in the back of your car. What do you have to lose?
Don't listen to him, Mum. This is
five
just...
5 minutes.
Pull over by that Greggs there, Lorna. I need a coffee.
Ma'am?
A coffee. And a cheese slice.
A list, sir, of appointments for the day. There is an issue with the establishment in Chinatown of the Property Brothers in Knightsbridge. They don't seem to have understood the visceral message you sent at the weekend. They're still refusing to sign the partnership document. Sir? Sir?
Yuri, have my jet prepared. Cancel all of my upcoming meetings.
Of course, sir. Might I have a destination for the flight plan?
Chad. We are going to Chad.
My apologies.
No, that's fine. We all make mistakes. If you just get these shackles off me, then
my
we can...
My apologies to you, Sir John, for my inexcusable naivety in accepting this man at face value.
It was understandable, Master Mather. Our task now is to determine what demon lies beneath the mask of deceit.
Cotton? Oh, Cotton, this is ridiculous, man. We talked. You know I'm well-versed in demonology. Wasn't that how you put it? I'm well-versed.
It was indeed, Sir Jonathan. Sir...
I rather think stay them will suffice henceforward. Well-versed indeed. For who could possibly know more about the arts than a very devil himself?
I am not a... What the fuck?
You appear from nowhere, in the same place as she who is clearly your acolyte. Hex Alexander, you lie. You embed yourself. You are clearly sent from the other place in an attempt to save those who signed the book for your master.
Oh, this is like being in a fucked up version of The Conjuring.
He speaks profanities in much the same manner as the witch Hex.
His examination needed, Master Mather.
I think the...
Mistress Dodd, how went it with the witch?
She knows him. They are in league, sir.
As we surmised.
She says his name is Swift.
She absolutely did not say anything of the
Master
sort.
Master Mather?
Speed. Speed. Oh, my. The running demon. Agares. Please, Sir John. Please, bring more chain.
He speaks very highly of you.
Don't blow smoke, Flynn. I'm too old for flattering. You've got 5 minutes. I shouldn't even give you that. But
I'm working with Swift and Jax.
Okay, well, let's run with that for the moment.
First of all, I didn't kill Dylan or Liam.
But you ran, and you had a body ID'd as you.
What? Well, is there any proof of guilt?
Apart from us thinking you were dead and having everyone look for Daniel, and now you turning up out of the blue in Rich's Midas. No, none.
If I wasn't working with Swift, why would I be going to Chad? More importantly, north of Abershay.
You tell me.
Swift went there, didn't he? And he's gone back. You don't think that that's...
Okay. You know where the man following you went. My theory, you've got something going on over there. You sent your little poppet over to conduct some business. Swift is on a trail. You were heading there to...
Kill him?
Well, you've got form.
I was going to try
this
and...
This discussion, fun though it has been...
Aristocracy.
What did you say?
Did he ask you to look into members of the aristocracy? Specifically those...
Your coffee, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks.
And a cheese slice. You didn't say if you wanted it warmed, so I took the liberty. Is everything all right, ma'am?
Sorry, yes.
Station, ma'am.
Yes, the station.
I'm scared, Elizabeth. The Witchfinder? They say that...
There's no such thing. Yes, word travels quickly, even in here.
He was going to free me. We were going to...
You knew him?
Yeah, from England. He came to save me.
And almost succeeded. I am sorry, Jax.
I don't do scared. Ugh, it's funny where we come from. It's
a... London.
Sorry?
You said where we come from.
Yeah. Well, where we come from, it's just a very different place. And
how so?
I can't... Let's just say that while it is London, it's very different. And
like a different plane.
Yeah, you could put it that way. I've not known Jonathan that long.
The Witch Finder.
He's actually a lawmaker. He enforces the law. Yeah, that's it. That's a better way of putting it. And we first met when... Sorry, I'm sorry. God. I make such a habit of being ballsy, and I shouldn't even be here. I was so determined to come. And I didn't listen. I should have listened. Sorry. And I fucked up. And now...
There, child. Hush now. Hush. The Lord has a plan for us all. He will guide.
Please.
And he will...
Please don't stop. Don't start quoting scriptures at me. Just...
Shh.
I have the child outside, Sir John. She is ready to speak, to recognise the...
Recognise what? No, right, this has gone far enough. You get these chains off me, you're all going to answer to King Charles... No, Edward? No, that's wrong. The one who did the Bible.
Bring her in, Mistress Dodd. Be not afraid, Anne. He cannot harm you. He is securely held...
I am not afraid, sir. Mistress Dodd says that the saints are guiding me and protecting Salem through me, driving out the witches and sending them back to the pit.
You recognised him as the spirit...
He guides all the witches, sir. He has come to challenge those of us who see...
No. And think again. Think of what happened. You fainted.
There
That's
was a bridge.
All. You...
He stood on the bridge. He told me to come to him to...
Yes, sign my book. Yeah, we...
So you admit that you have a book?
What? No. No, I was being facetious.
And
I was...
he fears the press, Sir John. 'Tis all he fears.
What? The press?
You
I don't
see,
know
sir,
what...
The child understands. She is driven by light. She sees through his deception.
I understand. You are our saviour in these dark times, Anne.
The law, sir, states that the press is only for those who will not enter.
Must matter whether this demon claims innocence or...
I absolutely and definitely fucking do.
This is the law, sir. We must uphold the law in all, lest we become as...
In the name of God, Mather, you have seen at first hand what the town is enduring. You have seen the effects of this spawn on our children. Are you now telling me that the law must apply to those from another plane? Can you
Sir
not...
Sir John is right in this, Cotton.
Father.
My apologies for not arriving sooner, but it appears I am present at a most fortuitous moment.
Increase, Mather. You are most welcome. On this point of
the
law...
Sir, applies to God's children, not to demons. No.
Very well. Prepare the press.
What? Father.
Be silent, Cotton.
Come, sir. My home is yours for as long as you visit. You must be tired after what is a long journey.
Father!
Was that right, Mistress Dodd? Did I say as he wished?
Perfectly, Anne. Exactly as I told you.
And will he not afflict me more?
He won't. Wait from the outside.
I don't know what your problem is, but you've had it in for me since...
Station.
You what?
Don't worry. It'll all be over soon. And in the meantime, I am having a blast fucking with your mind.
There's a demonstration up ahead. Shall I do the back doubles?
You might.
Traffic jam. We're almost on it.
Yeah, do that.
Just trying it on, was he?
Pretty much. He can tell his fairy tale properly back at the neck.
You think you've got all the answers, but you're being played.
Keep it down, sir.
Your boss knows I'm telling the truth, and the minute I walk into that station, it's going to be too late
for us. Right, that's
enough.
She gave you a hearing. That's more than I would have done. You're playing on her concern for a friend, not just a colleague, a friend. And if she won't...
It's fine, Lautner. We'll be there
soon. It's not fine, ma'am. I refuse to see you being taken advantage...
I'm not being taken advantage of. We talked, he made his point, and now we're nicking him.
Swift is in a lot of danger. For all I know, it might already be too late. He's not prepared. He's got no idea what he's getting into. I need to be
there... If you don't shut your mouth right now and leave her alone, I will forget momentarily that I have an even temperament, and I will asp you.
Did you just say aspen? Oh, my God, I've never heard a copper use that as a threat before.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Overprotective at times, but he is...
Telling the fucking truth. Why
right,
can't you...
It. You won't keep your mouth shut. So once you're in a cell...
Once I'm in a cell, what?
You
say...
Oh,
once
yes.
I'm in a cell,
you
keep your what, eyes. Big man?
Oh, my God! Oh. Flynn. Get back here. Go. Lona. No, I'm a speed, isn't he? Go. Officer down. Repeat, officer down. Corner of Gloucester Place and Dorset Square. SE22. Emergency traffic. Come on, partner. Come on. Officer down.
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Featuring Louisa Bedell and Susie Stanley.